I don't think we should say it's normal or proper. The proper understanding of the way government operates, especially with a presidential system such as ours, is that a minister only exercises executive authority on the basis of getting it from the president. So whether an act of parliament or such an instrument is directed by a given minister, it doesn't change anything. No minister under our system exercises executive power, executive authority without the approval of the president. Whether the president is doing it directly or through a minister, it makes no difference. That is how our constitution is currently structured. Every executive power is directly derived from the president.
But under the unit government setup, was it proper for the president to gazette this act without consulting with his partners?
I think everyone knows that the president has rewritten the global political agreement. And to ask that question or to talk about it now, some 4 years into an inclusive government arrangement which is coming to an end, would not be justifiable. Everyone knows that the president here exercises power without consulting anyone. And he continues to do that. In this particular instance, it's one of many instances where the president says he doesn't want to consult anyone. So I don't think it's still a question of a law.
Are these acts good for Zimbabwe?
Most of them are very bad. The example of a very bad piece of legislation is what they call the Interception of Communication Act. That one allows government to tape conversations of private individuals, and this will be done without you knowing. Very undemocratic and unacceptable.